Also, if, what I want to point out is that if you go to the Arabic letters, page number 3, if you go to the Arabic letters, page number 3, the Makhraj number 14, what they have written there is wrong. So I want to dictate to you the correct wording. Number 14, you can go to that one. Al-Huruf al-Asaliyya. Do you have it? Okay. It says, originate when the tip of the tongue touches the lower central incisors, including the upper central incisors. That's the wording. Originate when the tip of the tongue touches the lower central incisors, including the upper central incisors. So do you know what the upper and lower central incisors are? Is these. So that's the upper one and the bottom one of those. So that is the correct wording. So the wording they got in there is wrong. So if you want to just rewrite that, what I just said. So the makhraj number 14, huruf al-asaliyya, originates when the tip of the tongue touches the lower central incisors, including the upper central incisors. Yeah? Put that down, yeah? Okay. So now, we carry on where we left off from, which is the rules of Meem Sakin. The rules of Meem Sakin. Meem Sakin is a Meem with a Sukoon, like we explained previous week. That Sakin is a letter with a Sukoon. And a Sukoon is what we call a half circle, or another word which we might be familiar is Jazm. So a Meem with a Jazm or a Sukoon is called Meem Sakin. Now, there are three rules regarding Meem Sakin, meaning if after Meem Sakin, the letters that will come, one of these three rules would apply. Number one is Ikhfa al-Shafawi. Number two, Idgham al-Shafawi. Number three, Izhar al-Shafawi. Number one, Ikhfa al-Shafawi, Meem Sakin. Ikhfa linguistically means to hide. It means to hide. You want to hide something. Use the word ikhfa in Arabic. Shafawi means lips. Now because the meem is pronounced from the lips, hence any rules relating to the meem will be relating to the lips. So this is why this is called ikhfa al-shafawi. Technically, it means when the letter ba appears after Meem Sakin, there will be Ikhfa'i Shafawi. It will be pronounced with a light nasal sound in the nose for a duration of 2 haraka, i.e. 2 or 3 second duration. But the reason why it's been called Ikhfa is because in the process of doing this, you are slightly hiding the Meem. You are not pronouncing the Meem fully. You are not pronouncing the Meem fully. This is why the ulama, the qurra, have given this function the name ikhfa, because you are not pronouncing the Meem fully. Bit of the Meem is slightly hidden. So when the letter ba comes after Meem Sakin, then you would do ikhfa al-shafawi. So how it's done is basically when the two lips meet together, we do not let it meet fully, just gentle touch. أفترى على الله كذبا أم به What is bihi? That's wrong. It's bihi, slightly touching. Slightly touching. So if I say, you will repeat after me. أَفْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَمْ بِهِ جِنَّةٌ If you say أَمْ بِهِ then it becomes إِدْغَام, it becomes something else. Okay, I'll explain what إِدْغَام is afterwards. You can't let it completely touch, completely. Then it becomes idgham. Bihi, that becomes idgham. No. It's slightly touching. It's like a hovercraft, just touching the water. Yeah? It's just touching, skimming over it. It is touching, but not fully, not the full contact. Bihi jinn. I don't know if you can hear it. Bihi. One is. Can you hear the difference?
Slightly.
Is it like
it's
got like noon in it or something or not?
No. Noon is nowhere to be pronounced in this food. So bihi jinnah.
Bihi jinnah.
If you say bihi, it becomes gunna. That's what idgham. Right? I'll tell you what idgham is afterwards. Okay, let's go here. Let's do the next one. Idgham is Safawi. Idgham literally means to merge. Means to merge. Technically, it means if after mim sakin there appears a mim mushaddada, idgham will occur. In other words, the two mim will be incorporated and read with gunna nazarization. So, it becomes one. Walahumma. So if I say, bihi walahumma, is there a difference?
Yeah,
I didn't make any difference. I can say the difference. I deliberately said it wrong. SubhanAllah. There is no difference. If I was to read Walahumma and Ambihi the same way, then there's no difference. Look, I'm going to read it incorrectly. The Ikhfa Shafi. First, I'm going to read Idgham correctly. Walahumma yashtahun. Now I'm going to read the Ikhfa one incorrectly. Ambihi jinnah. Now I'm going to do it again. Walahumma yashtahun. Now read it correctly. Ambihi jinnah. Now did you hear the difference?
Yeah.
Now you can say yes. So the thing is, if you let the meme, you let the lid completely touch, and you let the meme be pronounced fully, then the ikhfa will turn into idgham. That's why it's very important that when you're doing ikhfa shafwi, it's like a hovercraft. You just let the lips touch, just touch, not fully compressed and touching fully. Yes, if you do it fully, then it will turn into idgham. Wallahumma. Two means are read together. And if you do the ikhfa, slightly touching it.
Yeah.
Again, this is not going to come without practice, so practice is essential with this. Izhar al-Shafawi. Izhar means to the opposite of hiding, to show. Here means when after Amin Sakin there appears any of the 26 letters other than the letter Ba and Mim, there will be Izhar al-Shafawi, no Gunna will occur. What it means is that the Mim will be pronounced clearly. openly without hiding any of its pronunciation, without hiding any of its makhraj, of the place where it comes out from. The meem will be pronounced clearly and fully without hiding it. Hence, no gunna will happen. Gunna happens, gunna is a byproduct of the letter not being pronounced properly. Alright? I don't know if you understood that. Gunna is normally the byproduct of a letter not being pronounced properly. So, if after Mim Sakin, other than Ba or Mim, any other letter, other than Ba or Mim, any other letter comes, then that Mim will be pronounced clearly and fully without Gunna. Example,
وَكَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَمَا بَلَغُوا قَبْلِهِمْ وَمَا بَلَغُوا
I do it again. Repeat after me.
وَكَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَمَا بَلَغُوا
وَكَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَمَا بَلَغُوا
Okay, if you can see, قَبْلِهِمْ There's a meme, sakin there. After meme, sakin, waw has come. Waw is not ba, nor is it meme. Hence, it is other than ba and mim, so the rule of izhar al-shafi will take place. Okay, let's go to the next rule. So, to summarize it, the mim sakin has three rules regarding it: ikhfa al-shafi, idgham al-shafi, izhar al-shafi. So, after mim sakin, there's only three things that can happen. There is no four. So it's got to be one of these three. Okay? Now we go to the next one. Noon sakin and tanween. Ikhfa. Now, noon sakin, again we explain what sakin is. Sakin is a letter with sukun. So noon sakin is a noon with a sukun. Tanween. Noonation. Tanween is when you double up the fatha or kasra or dhamma. In Arabic you say fathatayn, kasratayn, dhammatayn. What the tanween does is that it's an abbreviation of the noon being clearly displayed. And if I give you an example, I've got a tissue here. As you can see here, the noon is clearly displayed. The noon sakin is clearly displayed. To make that short, you can write this. An. This is an. This is an. Sorry? This is alif. Okay? So what this represents really is representing this. This is representing this. Can you see? So you can see the noon sakin. So that's why whatever rule is applied with noon sakin, it will also apply after letter that has tanween. Because it's really the same thing. It's really the same thing. So that's why we have Noon Sakin and Tanween. Noon Sakin and Tanween.
That Tanween is that double.
Double the first of the Fatah. Sorry? The Tanween is Fatah, Kasatain, Dhammatain, two Fatah, two Zabar. We say Do Zabar, Do De, Do Be. You know, we say that in how we learned it. Yeah?
9-2.
Are we clear with that? Okay? A letter with tanween is called munawwan. And that's how التنوين is called منور. So if the four things can happen after Nun Sakin or Tanwin. Okay? So the first one is Ikhfa. Ikhfa again literally means to hide. Here, technically means if any of the 15 letters of Ikhfa below come after Nun Sakin or Tanwin, as you can see, Fathatayn, Qasratayn, Dhammatayn, the two Fathah, two Qasratayn, two Dhammat, the word must be read with a light nasal sound in the nose for a duration of two harakah, i.e. 2-3 second duration. The reason why this ruling has been given the name Ikhfa is because in the process of doing it, you are hiding the noon. You are hiding the noon. The noon is not pronounced fully. So these are the 15 letters. Ta, Sa, Jim, Dal, Zal, Za, Sin, Shin, and etc. All you have to remember, do we remember what Huruf Halq is? The letters of Halq. The six letters from the Halq, from throat. Here we know that, don't we? Yeah? Hamzaha, Ain, Ha, Zain, Kha. You'll come across. Okay, let's carry on. Otherwise it might get a bit difficult for you guys. So the first one is Ta.
وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ
Again. Now, the noon, where the tongue is supposed to go to pronounce the noon, it only touches it. Again, like a hovercraft. You say wa'in. You say wa'in. The noon isn't touching where it's supposed to be touching at the palate. It touches fully. If that happens, then ikhfa is not done properly. The ikhfa is not done properly. It should only touch, just slight touch. And if you leave it completely dislodged from the area, not even touching, then it'll become something else. Then it's completely wrong.
وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ
So your tip should slightly touch where it's supposed to be touching to pronounce the noon fully. Let's slightly touch. So that's the Ta. Now they're giving the example of Ta being with a Tanween.
لهم جنات تجري لهم جنات تجري لهم
جنات تجري. See, again, the Ta has got Dhammatayn, it's got two Dhammas, and after that, Ta has come, and Ta is one of the 15 letters, hence, Ikhfa will take place. Let's do Ta.
تحمل كل أنثى تحمل كل أنثى تحمل كل أنثى.
Now let's do the one with the next one.
سوءا بجهالة ثم
the Ta, you see the Ta, it's got two kasras at the bottom after the Ta has come. So that's an example of tanween. Jin. Alaykum
iz anjakum. Alaykum iz anjakum.
Tanween now. Ya'ti bi khalqin jadid.
Ya'ti bi khalqin jadid.
Example of dal. An da'awtukum. With the mina. Qinwanu daniya.
Qinwanu daniya.
Zal. An zikrillah.
An zikrillah.
Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut.
Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut.
فمن زحزح عن النار نفسا زكية بغير نفس سين على الإنسان خمسة سادسهم شين إن شاء الله عذابا شديدا صاد ينصرونه بالتنوين رجال صدقوا ضاد من ضعف قوة ضعفا طاء من طين بلدة بلدة طيبة فينظروا ظلا ظليلا فانفروا حسنة فمن الله ومن قتل نصيب قالوا
فإن كان
مدخلا كريما Okay, so we've got everyone to leave. So inshallah, it's probably recorded, so do hear again and try to practice. Ideally, you know, the best way of learning is learning with the teacher, but at least for the moment, go over with the recording as much as possible and practice it, inshallah. It's hard to know the Sakin and Tanween. This is the second rule, like I mentioned at the beginning of Nun Sakin and Tanween, that four rules there are four rules regarding Nun, Sakin and Tanween. The first one is Ikhfa, Nun, Sakin and Tanween. The second one is Izhar. Again, Izhar means is the opposite of hiding. Opposite of hiding. To open, to clear, to show. That's what it means. Here technically means when after Nun, Sakin or Tanween there appears any of the Huruf Halqi letters. Huruf Halqiyah. Letters. Throat letters. Then it will be pronounced without gunna, i.e. no nasalization. So right at the beginning, the second makhraj, we did the second, third, fourth, huruf halqi. That yeah, the six letters that which originate from the throat. These are the six letters. Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. These three, six letters originate from the throat. So if any of these letters come after Nun Sakin or Tanween, then there will be no gunnah. I.e., meaning, sorry, not i.e., meaning that the noon will be pronounced fully and clearly without hiding anything. Likewise, the tanween will be pronounced clearly, fully, without hiding anything. Example of ha.
وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ
You see, we didn't hide anything, did we? We pronounced it fully.
يَنْحِتُونَ
Now we do one example of the tanween. رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا
رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا
رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا
Example of ha. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ Now we're in the tanween situation.
عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا
عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا
Example of عين. من عمل منكم
من عمل منكم
تنوين situation سلام عليكم
سلام عليكم
غين من غل تجري
من غل تجري
بالتنوين عزيز غفور
عزيز غفور
Example of Hamza. Now, with Hamza, remember, if Alif has any sort of harak on it, or jazm or sukun, then that Alif in reality is Hamza. That Alif in reality is Hamza. So although it's written as Alif, but in reality it is Hamza, hence it will be pronounced like a Hamza. So that's why here, min ajli dhalik.
Min ajli dhalik.
As you can see, the alif, although it's written as alif, but it's Hamza.
Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk.
Ha, example of ha. وينهون
وينهون
ولكل قوم هاد
ولكل قوم هاد
So as you probably noticed that every single time the noon was pronounced clearly, fully and without hiding anything. إدغام Idgham, we all know, means to assimilate, to merge. Technically means, Idgham refers to the assimilation of one letter into the other. The rule of Idgham will apply when the letters Ya, Nun, Mim, Waw, together, they normally write it as Yanmu. So you normally come across. And how they, so that you can easily remember, is normally written like this. Yanmu. Okay? So, instead of saying Ya Noon Mim, you just remember the word Yanmu, you know, Ya Noon Mim Waw. Yanmu. It's preceded by Noon Sakin, meaning before it is Noon Sakin or Tanween. So that's what the rule of Idgham will apply. Now, really, the six letters altogether, but they broke it up into two. The six letters is Yarmalun, Ya, Ra, Mim, Lam, Waw, and Noon. Let me see. Where's the tissue going now? Yarmalun. Ya, Ra, Mim, Lam, Waw, Nun. Six letters. Now what they've done is they split it into two groups. One is Yanmu, Ya, Noor, Mim, Waw. So they've omitted the Lam and the Ra, which is, will be explained later. So these four, the Idgham will take place, but the Idgham is incomplete. The Idgham is incomplete. What does that mean, Idgham is incomplete? It means that the Noor would not completely assimilate into the letter after it. Bit of the Noor will be still left behind, hence the Gunna sound will still come out, the Noor. That is the quality of Noor. It gives it that nasalization sound. I hope we've understood that. The emphasis will be on the succeeding letter because of the presence of Shadda. Again, whenever Idgham is taking place, you will see the sign of Tashdeed. Sign of Tashdeed. Tashdeed sign is referring to Idgham.
W.
Yeah, that small W. Wherever in the Quran you see Tashdeed, it means that what's happening here? Idgham, some sort of Idgham is taking place. What type of Idgham? That's a different thing. But Idgham is taking place. Meaning, they've been combined, assimilated. And will be read with Gunna. The nasalization should not exceed the duration of two harakah. So we explain why the Gunna is taking place. The Gunna is taking place is because the assimilation is not happening fully. The term that they use in Tajweed is called Idgham-e-Naqis. Idgham-e-Naqis. You know we say naqis when something is incomplete? Ye naqis hai. This is incomplete. Ye pura nahi hai. You know we say in Urdu, we say in Arabic as well as naqis. It is incomplete. So the assimilation is not happening fully. Hence, because of that, gunna is taking place. So the noon is not completely hidden in the following letter. So now that the nasalization takes place, you would do it with gunna, meaning the sound will come out of the nose, but you should not prolong it too long. 2 or 3 seconds is enough. Example of ya.
In yaquluna
adni yadqulunaha.
So as you can see, the noon is being merged into the ya, but not completely. You understand?
Sounds like you've almost lost the noon. The noon sound.
No, that the noon sound is merged into it, but not completely.
So you're just seeing the light touch again.
Yeah, you'll understand when I do the lam ra. So that light sound is because some of the noon is being left behind. If the noon was completely submerged, like if you look at the last example of lam, the one after it. Mallaw yasha. Noon is not, it's completely gone. It's completely assimilated into the lam. So that is called Idgham al-Tam, complete assimilation. So now, there is no gunna because the gunna is completely gone. Whereas in the ones that we are doing now, the noon, some of it is still being preserved. And that, because of that preservation, the byproduct is the gunna. Because noon, in its nature, has this gunna sound to it. And because some of it is left behind, that gunna sound is happening. Okay? Mim. Ammillati.
Ammillati.
Wow. Okay. Now with regard to the letter Lam and Ra, the Idgham will be without Gunna. And like I explained, that this because the assimilation is complete, which in Tajweed you call it Idgham-e-Tam. What do you call it? Idgham-e-Tam. Tam is an Arabic word which means complete. And naqis means
incomplete.
Naqis is used in Urdu as well. And tam means complete. So you refer that in Gham and Tam. And the reason why is because the full assimilation is taking place. Hence, the Noor completely disappears and submerges into Lam. That's why they the definition of idgham in Arabic is ikhfa'ul huruf fi ghayrihi, meaning hiding the letters in another letter. So you've actually hidden the letter, completely gone. The noor has disappeared into the
last
year
that you just
said. Ikhfa'ul huruf fi ghayrihi. Let's not go too much into that for this. It's preparing you for the Arabic lesson, inshallah, when you do the Arabic language. Example of Ra. Mir Rabbihim.
Mir Rabbihim.
Again. Any sign of Noon? No. Noon completely disappeared. Noon completely submerged, assimilated into Ra. Ghafoorur Rahim.
Ghafoorur Rahim.
See the Tanween on top of the Ra? Of the first Ra, the Tanween, the sound of Tanween is completely hidden. It's gone into the Ra. So that is called Idgham Tam. In the example below, assimilation will not take place due to a lack of Shadda on the Idgham letters. That is, put it simplistically, what really is that, just because this is meant for laymen, that's why they said that, because there's no Shadda. Obviously, if the Idgham no longer takes place, there's not going to be any tashdeed. I have explained that at the beginning, that the sign of assimilation taking place is the tashdeed, right? Now, they said because there's no tashdeed, that's not the real reason. The real reason is that Noon Sakin and Tanween has to be at the end of a letter, of a word, and the letters of Yanmu, Ya Noon Mim Waw, should be at the beginning of another word. So, example. You look at the first example. In is a particle, is one word. Yaquluna is another word. In means no, never. Yaquluna, they never said. Okay? If you look at the next other example.
Adni yadqulunaha.
Adn is the name of Jannah. Is the name of?
Jannah.
Yadkhulunaha, they will enter. So Adn is one word. Yadkhulunaha is another word. So, Noon Sakin Tanween should be end of one word, and the letters of Yanmu should be at the beginning of another word. Then Idgham will take place. But if you look at Al-Hayati Dunya, Ad-Dunya, what does Dunya mean?
World.
The world. Yeah? It's the Urdu word, they use in Urdu as well. Because Urdu is consists of many languages. Yeah. Arabic, Farsi, blah blah blah. That's why you got these Arabic words in Urdu. So Dunya, if look, as you can see, there is Noon Sakin and after Noon Sakin, Ya. But is that Ya in another word or is it in the same word?
Same
word. Hence, Idgham will not take place. Look at another one. Bunyan. Bunyan means building. Look, Noon Sakin, after Noon Sakin is Ya. That is happening in the same word. Sinwan. Okay, again, that's the same word. Qinwan, same word. So because the Noon Sakin and the letter from the Yanmu is happening in the same word, hence there will be no idgham. Okay, are we clear with that, yeah? Let's go to the next one. How to find it, that is.
Should we stop,
yeah? Okay. So we'll do the surahs now, isn't it? Like we just said before, inshallah, every week we'll be doing a couple of surahs as a practice, because normally we tend to do the last 10 surahs in Salah, so inshallah we'll do that. We'll do
Alhamdu Surah Fatiha, another surah with it, the two surah. So if you could repeat after me, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين
الرحمن الرحيم
الرحمن الرحيم.
If I can request all the brothers, try to look the way I'm trying to pronounce, so that way it make it easier.
الرحمن الرحيم
الرحمن الرحيم
مالك يوم الدين الدين
مالك يوم الدين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
غير المغضوب
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل أعوذ برب الفلق
قل أعوذ برب الفلق
من شر ما خلق
من شر ما خلق
ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب
ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب
ومن شر النفاثات في العقد
ومن شر
النفاثات
في العقد
ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد
ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل هو الله أحد
قل هو الله أحد
الله الصمد
الله الصمد
لم يلد ولم يولد
لم يلد ولم يولد
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
صدق الله العظيم
صدق الله العظيم.
So inshallah, if you listen to the recording, try to go over it as much as possible. Inshallah, you will definitely pick up things and it will improve. But obviously, you do need to actually go over with the teacher so that to make sure that what you're learning is correct as well. But something's better than nothing, inshallah.